TanCast.
TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb. It contains explicit language and adult content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
TanCast! Do you want to send in a joke to TanLaughs, but you can just never think of a good joke to tell? Well, now you can win your own electronic joke machine.
Where would you find a turtle with no legs? Right where you left them.
That's right, we're going to send one lucky person Jackie's talking joke machine. All you have to do is follow the link in the show notes. There is a link to a picture that says, I heart TanCast. You post that picture either in your Facebook, your MySpace, or put it as a twit pic, put it on your blog, post it somewhere on one of your social networking sites that you visit, and then send us a link at fucktards@tancast.com to that picture posted on your social networking site. We're going to pick one lucky winner who's going to win Jackie's talking joke machine.
You know, when I die, I want to go like my grandfather, peacefully, in his sleep, not screaming like the passengers in his car.
And we are actually going to send you Jackie's Talking Joke Machine. You can have more than 100 of the most hilarious jokes ever. That's what it says on the box. All right, I'll level with you. Someone gave me this as a gift, and I don't particularly want it, so I figured I would give it away to somebody else who did want it. But, in the same time, I figured we could try and get the whole world tan by putting this picture up on various social networking sites. So, find the link in the show notes, put the picture up on your social networking site, and if you're interested in the joke machine, just go ahead and email me. fucktards@tancast.com. All right. Shameless self-promotion over. Now it's time for the show.
Harry goes in to see a psychiatrist. He says, Doc, nobody will talk to me. The psychiatrist says, next.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
TanCast.
Welcome to Late Night TanCast, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the latest we've all ever recorded.
Mm-hmm. $240 worth of TanCast.
The sun is down, and your penis is up.
And I've been drinking out of my cup.
You're stupid.
Noah, the poet laureate of TanCast. Actually,
I'm
this
Tim,
isn't
the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast, who's about to point out that we did record a New Year's Eve special at midnight.
Oh, yeah. Well, that didn't count. It was a special. It's a real episode.
Yes.
Anyway, Noah?
Yeah, this is Noah. I'm recording this topless latest. Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah.
There's an image I didn't need.
I got man boobs for you all.
Yeah, Chris, so you can just bury your head between them and motorboat.
It takes a while to get started, if you know what I'm saying.
Not going to run aground on that motorboat. That's open sea.
Full steam ahead.
So one of us is at his in-law's house.
Yes, it's me.
And that's why his mic sounds like shit.
And that's why
shittier,
I'm speaking.
Shittier, I should say.
And that's why I'm speaking softly. Because my in-laws are wonderful quality people who do not know about TanCast.
We should inform them.
No,
you should have them sit in.
No. No, sir, because if I have them sit in, they understand how to use computers, at least somewhat, and will eventually find TanCast, and will go back and listen to old TanCasts, and might hear my wife talking about porn, or me talking about porn, or me talking about not liking black people.
You know what? It's already, you've already married her. They can't do anything now. Like, it's the paperwork is filed.
They can... They can write my son out of the will.
Oh.
He didn't need any of that shit. Okay.
So anyway, on to our Christian Science values of TanCast. I'm not saying that Caitlin's parents are Christian scientists. For some reason, Christian and science came out together.
Yes.
Because I always have to counteract Christianity with science.
Yes.
Got to temper it.
Yes. Oh, by the way, Gino, plug your ears for just half a second. Okay? Are they plugged? No, seriously, plug your ears. Okay. Goddamn shit, fuck, cock, Jesus H. Christ. All right.
I think fucking cock he was fine with.
Who's Gino?
Gino is one of our listeners who was defending this country overseas, and
yes,
he mentioned that there were a lot of goddams in the last episode.
Oh!
Yeah.
I thought Gino was someone in the room with him.
No, it was 32 years of my pent-up blasphemy offending somebody across an ocean from us, I believe.
Yeah, he's fighting for your right to be blasphemous. I hope you're proud of yourself.
I'm proud of him. I'm never proud of myself.
Well, we'll take that. Shall we start with some tan laughs before we get into the nitty and the gritty?
Shall we?
And some of the shitty? That one's free.
I miss you guys.
All right. Well, that was good. That one's free.
Let me get my drink on before the tank. Did I say that already?
Yep.
Did you really drink? I thought you were just being silly.
I had two beers.
Well, look at you, you
I had two glasses
blush.
Of wine, which is like the gay version of what you did.
I
had some grape juice, which is like the totally gay version of what you did.
Ooh, look at that, ladies. Concord, yeah.
Oh, no, it was the generic. It's not to do with their Concord grapes. Whatever grapes happened to roll off the truck that day.
You know what's sad? I prefer the fake flavor grape as opposed to the real flavor grape.
Oh, you mean like grape drink grape?
Yeah, like grape drink.
Oh, it was actual grape juice. It just, it looks very low quality. Yeah. And it was like, you know, the store brand version. And it was light because, you know, I'm trying to work on my gut.
You mean make it bigger?
With light grape juice? It's not going to make it bigger.
Does that have high fructose in it?
No.
You don't even know.
I have no idea. It has less calories than regular grape juice, so it's a step in the right direction.
And it's actually seen the inside of a grape, which is nice.
Like, sometimes they put high fructose corn syrup in stuff that's light, and that's supposedly, I don't know, they say it's not good for you. Those commercials, though, they'll tell you different. What do they say about high fructose?
Well, I mean, it's like anything. A certain amount of it is probably bad for you.
My doctor said, when I saw him, like, I don't know, over a year ago, he said it's all high fructose syrup is just generally bad. Avoid it. Do with that what you will.
Yeah, which means don't eat pancakes, because all that stuff that you call syrup is actually high fructose corn syrup flavored with maple.
Which is why I don't get that stuff. Mm-hmm. I look at the labels.
But I like a syrup on my pancakes and my waffles.
You know what? You
like
that light syrup that one time. We had.
Oh, God. Whatever. Oh, I got some. It was bad. Whatever I got, it was just fucking disgusting. It was nasty.
Was it the herps?
The herps?
The herps?
No, it was some sort of syrup, and it was shitty.
Was it syrup with herps in it?
The herp?
It was syrup herp. Syrupies. Syrupies.
Sir Herpes.
That sounds like someone knighted it.
Yeah.
Give it to yourself. Sir Herpes. Before someone else does.
Sir Herpes. You know, he's been around the round table forever. He never goes away.
Sir Herpes. Beat him to the punch.
Every so often, you don't think he's around, then he shows up again.
He rides often with Sir Crotch Rot.
Anyway, so Tan laughs. Tan laughs! This one was sent in to us. Jesus God. This one...
Tim, that is one of the shortest words in English.
Us?
Yes.
Are you forgetting and I?
That's why I said one of.
Fail. Oh, you also get is, on. There's so many words.
Yeah, there are plenty of two-letter words.
Yeah, I got one for you. F you. Okay, so yeah. This one was sent in to us by Joe, our UK listener. I know we have more than one, but our OG UK listener.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough initials.
How the fuck did you ever find us, listener?
Yeah. Our thank you, Grammar Girl, for giving us a tweet, listener.
Mignon Fogarty. She sounds delicious to eat.
Filet Mignon Fogarty. Tender cut and succulent. All right.
Tancast. Strangely fascinated by Grammar Girl.
There's nothing strange about it. She's fascinating.
I felt that music.
I sense that. All right. Here's Joe's joke. She says it's a little dated, but it really made me chuckle. Why did Princess Diana cross the road?
Her dick was stuck in the chicken.
No. Momentum.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Awful.
Too soon?
Hey, I'm laughing, ain't I?
All right, next.
Oh, is that my turn?
It's anybody's turn who wants to.
Well, I was going to do Todd's last week, so I will do it this week.
Do it.
So here's a joke from Todd for the gays. As he said, actually, it's got an exclamation mark, so it's for the gays!
For the gays!
For England!
This is gaydom! Too soon?
too soon. Weirdo.
I just throw out.
So, anyways, there are two guys taking a shower, playing with each other, kissing. Somebody knocked on the door, so one of the guys is like, "I'm gonna answer the door, so don't finish without me, right?" He goes out to answer the door, and when he comes in, there's cum all over the walls, the curtains, just everywhere. Guy told him, "I told you not to finish without me." The guy said, "I didn't. I farted."
Oh.
Actually, that's all in capitals with exclamation marks. Let me do it the other way. The guy said, "I didn't. I farted."
This is farted.
I actually heard that joke a different way, where a bunch of gays are in a hot tub, and a glob of cum floats to the top, and someone's like, "Who farted?" I don't know if they said it like that, but I'm imagining.
Maybe they didn't. They're like, "Who farted?"
Yeah.
Yeah. What if it's a bunch of?
I'm gay. I'm handling business.
I'm
business is booming.
Do we have any lesbian listeners?
We had one bisexual listener a while back. I haven't heard much from her recently.
So I want to know is like, what is it? Not all gay women, but I see some butch women that don't even dress like a handsome man would dress. They wear like flannel and they have a mullet.
Hey Noah, you ever see guys who don't dress like handsome men would dress?
Yes,
I'm just saying.
But I would think they would learn. Like, hey, look at that guy. He doesn't look like he's getting a lot of action.
All the shows make fun of that guy.
Maybe I shouldn't have a mullet.
Maybe mulleting isn't for me.
Maybe flannel is not the way to go. I'm not chopping wood.
I don't have any problem with flannel per se.
With the mullet, it's not a good combination.
Yeah, flannel mullet combo, no. Anything with a mullet. There's not a lot that goes well with a mullet. Like,
this is true. It's not like a nice Chardonnay goes good with a mullet.
Yeah, a mullet, and a kilt, and a clown shirt. Yes.
I don't think
we
need to restrict that to lesbians. I think anybody of any gender, including indeterminate of any sexual orientation, mullet flannel combo.
Well, right, but my point is they're trying to emulate men. I guess what they assume are butch men. And I was like, I don't know why they picked that.
Or they're just dressing how they feel like they want to dress.
Well, this is true. Maybe they're not trying to emulate, but that's the look that they give off. Like, I am trying to emulate a dude.
Maybe they're intentionally trying to buck view of attractiveness, the stereotypical, you know, the society's traditional view of attractiveness. Like, fuck you, I'm wearing a mullet.
And a flannel. What you got to say about that?
Because I reject everything that you try and tell me, Madison Avenue, and I say, kudos to you, angry mulleted lesbians. Doesn't mean we're going to hang out, but I support you.
Doesn't mean I'm going to call you up on a Friday night.
Hey, you want to hang out and go to mullet bars?
From all different aspects. Hey, all lesbian, right. You want to go out? Do you have a penis still? Well, yes. Then no.
Well, I'm married. It's not like we're going to go out and fuck. We're going to go out and look at chicks.
Together. Yeah. Anyways, I got an offensive joke. This is from my 100 most offensive joke list that I'm working my way through.
Mm-hmm. Who sent you this 100 most offensive joke list, or did you just find it on your own?
Dig!
Dig!
Diggity-dog.
Dig it! Dig it all night.
Dig 'em. What's red and sticky and crawls up your leg?
I don't know.
A homesick abortion.
That was delightful.
You know, I gotta do, I was gonna save it for later, but I gotta do Todd's other joke now.
Now that Noah's raised the bar, you felt you didn't bring it?
No, I think I can get this one in under the radar. I think Noah's has really set the bar high enough that anything else can limbo right under. There's a little girl and her mother walking through the park one day, and they saw two teenagers having sex on a bench. The little girl says, "Mommy, what are they doing?" The mother hesitates and quickly replies, "They're making cakes." The next day, they're at the zoo, and the little girl sees two monkeys having sex. Again, she asks her mother, "What are they doing?" And her mother replies with the same response, "They're making cakes." The next day, the girl says to her mother, "Mommy, you and Daddy were making cakes in the lounge last night, huh?" Shocked, her mother says, "How did you know?" She says, "'Cause I licked all the icing off the sofa."
Oh, God, no.
It
did
taste very sweet, though it tasted kind of salty. That'd just be adding my own little spin to it.
Tasted like Aunt Sally's breath.
Oh, gargle, gargle. I got one more.
Okay.
I was reading the paper today about this dwarf that got pickpocketed. How could anyone stoop so low?
That's not offensive to me, because I'm not a dwarf.
Yeah, as soon as you said picket pocketed, I imagined like just a bunch of people, hell no, we won't go. Ooh, midget! Toss him in a pocket.
Who doesn't love a midget? Our friend Jeff doesn't love a midget.
That is weird. That is a weird phobia.
We all have weird phobias. Some of us about showering while other people are in the house.
I took a nice solo shower today. Got it all scrubbed off.
That's nice.
Also, I went swimming today.
Oh?
Look at you, swim laps like a big boy.
Mm-hmm. Did you wear your floaties?
Of course. I didn't want to drown, did. There was a random cat that I guess has been walking around the complex all day, walked up to Danelle on her way out to school this morning, and then, like, as I got into the pool, it walked up towards me. I was like, hey, and it sort of walked away. And then it walked up some stairs and looked at some guy, and then that guy petted him for a second, and the cat walked back down towards the edge. And by this time, I'm in the pool. He walked up to the edge of the pool, and he's trying to walk towards me, and then he gets to the edge, and he looks down at the water, and he's like, what am I supposed to do now? That's all water. I can't get any closer. What do you want from me?
You should drug him in.
Oh, that'd have been awesome.
Have you seen that picture of that cat swimming? He's in swimming in water, but he just looks so unhappy. Like, he looks like the angriest cat ever.
No, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's funny.
Disappointed in all your nonsense.
What is Andy mumbling over there?
I said the cat was just disappointed with all that nonsense.
I was at Costco today, and they have a 54-inch television for $1,300. 1080p. It's beautiful.
Are you going to get it? Or are you just masturbating about the idea of it?
Just masturbating about it.
Oh,
all right. I wanted to get it, but I don't even watch the TV I have. I can't justify the expense.
Yeah, because you don't have cable.
Yep, I don't.
$300 PlayStation 3. PlayStation 3 Slim. There you go, Noah. Now you can finish it off.
Well, I still don't use the TV I have now. Even if I got the PlayStation 3, I'd lose a little bit more.
But it's only one TV.
But it's still only one TV getting used.
Oh, I see.
So before, the problem was the wife wanted to watch something, I wanted to watch something different. But now she doesn't watch TV anymore since we don't have cable.
I thought you guys were going to switch it so you would actually have cables at some point soon.
Not unless she gives me the say-so.
Ah.
Well, no. I'm fine without the cable. She wants to because of the news. She likes to watch the news. So I'm like, we can get it if you want.
They've got a whole CNN.com website for that?
It's not the same coverage. It's not the same people. I watched it.
She likes the Anderson Cooper.
She likes that black dude. I don't know his name, but...
Anderson Cooper.
He's not black.
Anderson Cooper.
He's white as white can be. That's the only person you know on CNN, isn't it?
Wolf Blitzer.
What else you got?
Tim only knows white-haired gray dudes.
Is Soledad O'Brien on
Yep, gray-haired white dudes.
Soledad O'Brien is not a gray-haired white dude. She's a multi-ethnic goddess.
Is she hot or something?
I mean, she's better looking than Wolf Blitzer.
Well, that's not hard.
It is for Wolf Blitzer. Hello!
Oh, man, I know who I want to see on CNN.
Who's that?
There's a, I think I talked about her on Tancast before, but there's a weather girl in Atlanta called Dagmar something or other.
Not an attractive name.
Yeah.
No, not an attractive name. Dagmar Midcap, born Dagmar Gottschalk. She has got unfortunate married and single names. However, let me see if I can find...
I'm already way heavy. I'm on the Google.
Yep.
She looks a little cougarish.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, never mind. Maybe that's just a picture. Yeah, I see what you like there. See what you're talking about?
Yeah, Dagmar's tickled biddies tell you what the weather will be like later. They point to all the high-pressure systems in my pants.
What are you doing, dude?
I'm being a cougar.
I don't think that's what a cougar sounds like. Looks like here she's about to take her top off.
These are good links.
These are good links. Save them for later.
Whoa, hello. That's exactly what Noah says is true. That's exactly what it looks like.
It does. It looks like she's about
jumping
to...
on a trampoline. Where's the video of this as opposed to just a still footage?
Where's the GIF?
Where's the deleted scenes? Extended commentary.
Oh! Here's what I'm
the deleted girl-on-girl scene with Katie Kirk.
I think I'm going to Photoshop the Tancast logo on this orange shirt of hers. That way we'll get more listeners. That'll be the album artwork for this week.
Excellent. Make it happen. Make it show number one.
That's my Patrick Stewart impression.
Is it? Sounds very much like
number one, touch my number two.
Oh, I was on the Star Trek forum on MySpace.
Of course you were.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I go to MySpace very seldom these days. But I was on there, and someone had posted a video saying they were Star Trek's number one fan. It was this goofy rap they had made. In fact, here's a link. And then someone said, you know what? Anybody can just say they're Star Trek's number one fan. It's all relative. And so I put, anybody who's a fan of Riker is Star Trek's number one fan. And then some douchebag had to correct me. You mean Captain Riker? He's a captain now.
What do you think of Star Trek for, dude?
I was like, listen, you 17-year-old piece of shit. You weren't even alive when fucking Commander Riker was had to take over the Enterprise because the Borg had kidnapped Captain Picard and turned him into Locutus of Borg, and he had to put everything in the reflector dish. And
oh, man,
that was a good season cliffhanger. You can't tell me that show didn't have some good drama.
Yeah, there were some rumors that Patrick Stewart was going to be leaving the show that came out right about then.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, you just get to the end of that, and it's Mr. Worf. Fire. And that's the end. You're like, oh, shit. Patrick Stewart's not coming back.
I just jizzed in my pants.
Recently, they replayed the Unification two-parter on, I think it was WGN, and that was the one where Leonard Nimoy comes back as Spock. And... Mm-hmm. Fuck, that's one of those shitty two-parters where they're like, oh, coming up, Spock is going to be on. And then you watch the first part, and he is literally in the last 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And it says to be continued. I'm like, fuck you and your ass. Why couldn't you have put him in an actual two-parter and had, like, you know, two full episodes of Spock running around being logical and shit? Not that the episode wasn't good, it was just irritating. Like, come on. Like, he literally says the last line of the episode, and then it says to be continued, and that's it. Like, he walks out of the shadows, hey, I'm Spock. See you next week.
They probably couldn't afford him.
Really?
I'm sure that guy asked for a lot of money. He's fucking Spock, dude. He knows what's up.
He's actually gone on record saying he's never particularly liked any of the spin-off shows.
Oh, see, they probably asked for even more money. He's like, you want me to appear on that piece of crap? Give me some fucking money, bitches. I'm Spock. Live long and be rich, bitch.
live wrong and be rich. Bitch.
Put on a t-shirt, print it.
Maybe that's what I'll put on her orange t-shirt. Live wrong and be rich, bitch. And we'll all just be over her shoulder. Hello.
Sweet.
It'll be like one of those motivational posters, and it'll say, album art, we're not even trying anymore. Of course, if that is indeed what's happened, I've just described it something you've already seen a long time ago and could care less about anymore, so I'll move on.
You know what would be really funny to put? Just a big black square for our album art for one episode. Of course, then people would think that we're in mourning as opposed to just being incredibly lazy. So maybe like some sort of off-white.
It would be like the Beatles' off-white album. Or yeah. No, just white album. Dennis Miller's off-white album.
Yeah, or you can make it tan.
Hey, because there
then,
it is.
Then you're trying to be clever, but also lazy. Which really is what TanCast is all about.
Being clever and also lazy. Hey, that should be one of our alternate slogans. Clever and also lazy. Trying to be clever and also lazy.
It's a fine line.
Make it happen. Write it down.
Make it so.
Lock
if
it.
This was high school, we'd have a 4.0 in lazy.
So true. So what's everybody been up to? What's going on, baby? What's happening? Yeah!
Well, Tim, I'm looking at a survey on Gizmodo, which is a gadget website. And they're asking people what they cook with. Guess how many people cook with a microwave?
Most.
How many?
592. Guess how many people cook with a toaster oven?
How many?
166. That's all.
It is Noah
cook
trying to claim
or reheat.
It. Just...
There's a difference.
What was that?
Cook or reheat, because there's a difference.
It says cook.
That does not. That does nothing. Your stats are meaningless. All your stats can belong to us.
I reject your stats.
I reject your reality and substitute my own. Ah, I was having an argument today with somebody who was doing that.
They said that?
No, they just literally, like, I would say something, they would say, don't put words in my mouth. And I was like, I wasn't, but I finally said, perhaps you should look up the phrase, put words in your mouth, and know what it means, so you can stop falsely accusing me of doing it.
Yes. If you're putting words in their mouth, it would mean that they say something, and you say, well, see what you're saying is, and then you say something totally different than what they just said.
Yeah, I was like, if you want to say you won this debate, which I was not saying he had said, I said, if you want to say that in the future, because I was resigning from said debate, I was like, if you want to say you won this debate, that's fine, but I'm out of here. And he's like, don't put words in my mouth, I never said I won this debate. I was like, I didn't say that you said, oh, Christ.
I said, if you want to. Hey, you know what? Give me a Sharpie.
How do you argue with some people on the internet, Tim?
Because he posted some thing anti the healthcare plan, and so I made the mistake of commenting on it, and then he threw back at me a bunch of talking points from Fox News, so I threw back a bunch of talking points that I'd heard for the rebuttal, and then he threw back a bunch of talking points, and I realized what was going on, and that's when I decided to withdraw from the debate, and then someone else goes, oh, how come his are talking points, but yours are what, gospel? I was like, I just said, both left and right talking points, and then I decided to delete all my, you know what, this is going to actually be a blog on Tancast where I'm going to chronicle all of this, but, like, I decided, I'm like, because, you know, if you comment on something on Facebook, it, like, notifies you when more people comment, so I deleted all my comments, and I sent him an email, like, hey, just so you know, I deleted all my comments, so I don't have to hear anything more about this debate.
Is this your friend? You
know, either... peripheral. Like, he found me because of Kingdom Comedy.
Oh, yeah, you and you're whoring out, slutting out to the Facebook people.
Mm-hmm. Tim, your response should be, give me a Sharpie, I'm going to put something on my dick, and then I'm going to put words in your mouth.
So then, randomly, I happened to pass by that link again, and it said, oh, Tim deleted all his comments and defriended me because I guess the truth hurts. And so I was like, all right, dude, that's exactly why I deleted all my comments. Because you're straight making shit up now. A, I haven't defriended you, because I can see this. B, I explained to you exactly why I deleted all my comments, and it had nothing to do with the, quote, truth hurting. And he'd posted that comment after he had read and responded to my email. And so then we got to arguing again, and then I just gave up, because he's an idiot.
Idiot!
I did not defriend you, but now I have.
Nope, still not going to defriend him.
Nice. Teach him a lesson through your friendship, Tim.
That's, yep, I'm just going to keep posting positive Obama things until he defriends me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to post willfully ignorant pro-Obama things that say things wrong.
Obama cures cancer.
Obama is the best president ever, according to a poll.
A poll of people who like Obama.
Yeah.
Named Obama.
What the fuck are you doing over there?
I was throwing this little CD holder thing around, and it was helicoptering back to the ground, so I went, oh, a link, someone sent a link, what is this link?
Oh, that's just the,
no, the it's Van from Netcot.
Huh? Oh, I thought you meant us. You don't care about us.
I thought it was too, but then I looked over, and it was,
tell Van to hit record.
It was Van from Netcot asking if we were recording.
Does he want
to
be
ask him
on?
To jump in?
Sure.
He's probably got shit to do.
Tell him to fire up his MP3.
Oh, he asked. Room in that Tancast for one more? That's
oh,
awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. It's like one of those like those Christmas specials like in the old days. Like, oh, who happened to walk by?
Oh, who's that over there?
That's funny. I was just re-listening to when I was on Netcot. And when Van was on Tancast, I was like, that guy is one funny fucker.
Yes, he is.
If you haven't re-listened to it, go back and listen to Tancast 52. It's funny, except for Andy's audio is shitty. Maybe like this week. I don't know. We haven't heard it yet.
Maybe like this week.
Oh, wait. Something else from Noah. Can we talk about this?
Go for it.
All right. This is called Hot and Disturbing. I'm clicking. Oh, okay. Uh-oh, do we lose somebody?
No, I'm trying to add Van to this chat.
Ah.
So that Van could get hot and disturbing.
He's getting some audio shiznit set up.
Ah, that is hot and disturbing.
Yes, it is both at once. I need a Sharpie.
Are you actually going to write on your penis?
Yep. Andy, when you got good advice, you've got good advice.
Oh, my
My wife was reading some FML to me about a woman who walked in on her boyfriend or husband, and he'd drawn a little face on his penis, and she thought, oh, how funny, he's going to do like a little puppet show for me. And then she realizes that, no, he's just sitting there talking to his penis and hasn't realized she's in the room.
Sweet.
And she goes, man, what a freak. I'm like, yeah, what a freak, just like every other guy who eventually draws a face on his penis.
I've never driven a face on my penis.
I've never really marked up my penis in any way.
Someone else has written on my penis.
Really? I put racing stripes on mine one time to make a girlfriend laugh. I'm like, look, so it looks like it goes faster. She said, yours does not need to go any faster.
I can't even tell it's there.
That much mass going at such a speed, the world would end.
Just shoot through the earth.
What happened? Something tore a hole in the space-time continuum. Oh, God, no.
It was microscopic.
Baby, give me a second. I'm going to fuck China. Oh, I was at a little tchotchke shop with a buddy the other night, and his wife was like, oh, come look at all these cool rings that they have. You know, it's like some surfer shop or head shop or something like that. I go over, and I'm like, so what exactly are these rings we're supposed to be looking at? And I look in, you know, it's nothing special and everything. I lean over to him, and I go, I really want to call one of the girls behind the counter over here and say, I like this selection of cock rings do you have, but do you have any in a smaller size?
Someone's coming in.
Oh.
Hello.
It's Van, everybody!
Gentlemen.
Is Van recording his audio?
Hell yeah.
Alright, sweet. Was that a hell yeah I'm not, or a hell yeah I am?
Hell yeah I'm not recording. Fuck you guys.
You know what? I am recording, but it's not because I'm doing a show with you guys. It's because I just record it all the time.
Huh? Yeah, like you're like Nixon.
Yeah, I don't. Yep. I don't want to miss a thought. I might have something really important and not know it for 2 years.
I was just saying how I was just re-listening to the Netcot where I was a guest and the Tancast when you were a guest, and I was like, Van is one fucking funny one fucking
whoa.
Funner.
he fucks funny. That's what I'm trying to say.
Tim, that's our secret.
And also, I don't know if we did this the last time you were on. I want to apologize because it sounds like I am interrupting you constantly over on the Netcot where I was a guest. But it's just because there was a delay on Skype and I couldn't hear that you'd started talking. So it just sounds like I keep bulldozing over Van as though I'm Bill O'Reilly and I got a point to get out. Like, listen, cut his mic.
No, you know what the deal was? It was you actually sounded fine. I edited it that way so that it made it you sound like an ass.
He's like, I make everyone on my show seem like a douche.
In that case, well played.
That'll
well
teach played. You to come on my show.
Fucking always interrupted me. Man, I got important shit to say.
So what I want to know, though, because I was just listening to the episode a couple weeks ago where I was on your show, which of the four of us is now doing the in-ass audio for this episode?
I think it's Andy because he's recording via his iPhone mic.
Mm-hmm.
And he's staying with his in-laws right now, so
his iPhone headphones mic. Is more accurate.
Yes.
Oh, well.
Yeah, not the mic in different. The body of the iPhone itself, but the cheapy little headphones that come along with.
Did you say cheeky?
Cheapy.
Oh, these headphones are cheeky. Look at you, your cheeky headphones. Look at me, horrible English accent.
Yep. Oh, and Van, just to bring you in on the full story, my in-laws have no idea about Tancast. Nor will they.
That's a great topic for dinner. I would pay money to see that you explain what Tancast is to your in-laws.
And he would pay money never to have that conversation.
I literally would.
So what do they think you're doing right now?
They think I'm working.
Jerking off. Which is better.
Having private time.
No one come in the bedroom for about an hour.
Yeah, I'm up here replacing Lotus Notes with Google Apps.
Ouch.
Oh, I know.
Ouch. Are you saying that just because you know that I'm a Notes fan, or just...
Yeah, I know.
Okay. You're killing me, man.
I was just having fun with you.
So why did I join you guys on this call again? Just to take shit about Lotus Notes? Is that the...
Because Tim has a man crush on you?
Or would it be a van crush?
Well, this is Tancast After Dark.
You know what? I saw your... Tim, I saw your post on Twitter a second ago that said you were recording the Tancast, and I had just shut down my computer. I'm like, oh, that's funny. I wonder if he's, like, doing it, like, right now. Like, or is he, you know, doing editing or whatnot? So I hopped on, and there you were, and it was meant to be.
At last. My love has come along.
There's a love ballad playing underneath that. I hope that's all right.
You make my dreams come true. Or something, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not going to go with some shitty 80s love ballad.
Oh, Hal & Oates is the fucking shit, dude. Not Hal & Oates. What are you doing?
Good old Hal & Oates, the computer from 2001, and the lesser half of Hall & Oates.
Daisy. Yeah, Ben, if you ever log into Skype and you see all three of us on, we're Tancasting. That's like pretty much all we use Skype for.
And then we don't talk to each other.
Nope.
Like, I don't give a fuck about you now.
As soon as we're done Tancasting, goodbye.
I've had my fill. Good day.
You can fall off the earth for a week if I don't give a shit.
Oh.
Too soon? So what were you doing on your computer, Van? What kind of crazy things were you putting together?
You know, I was going to go to sleep because I'm flying out tomorrow to go visit my parents. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to get a good night rest, not be exhausted because I know I'll be up late tomorrow. And I guess screw that, you know?
Tancast. Ruining lives one step at a time.
I got my priorities straight.
Is it a special occasion or just a visit?
It's just a visit. I don't get to see them all that often throughout the year because they live so far away. So, well, you know what?
A lot of what I'm going to say. Do they live in America? The United States?
Yeah, Houston.
Oh, okay.
Which I think is in the U.S., right? Still?
Yeah. Barely.
Has Texas seceded yet? I know they're talking about it.
Oh, that's right. They were.
Which I think is brilliant.
Were they really?
If any state can get away with it, it's going to be Texas. Because here's the deal. They don't need national security. When you show up in Texas, you get a gun. You're good to go.
Unless you're in Austin, which is like the sissy part of Texas.
Well, that's why it's in the center, though. It's like the rest of Texas can kind of protect it.
Austin is the gooey caramel center.
And we're back. Nothing was cut out. Nothing was redacted.
I saw a movie.
What'd you see, Noah?
Good segue.
I saw Inglourious Bastards.
Oh, how was that?
They like guns? It was pretty good. It wasn't Tarantino's best movie, I would say, but it was decent.
Hang on a second. It is time for Noah to unplug and replug.
Alright, hold on.
To be continued.
Thank you for listening to part one of this two-part episode. At least we got Van to say more than one word before the closing credits, right? All right, well, anyway, thank you for everybody who voted for us at Podcast Alley in the month of August. We had our best month yet. We reached as high as number 14. I hope you all consider voting for us again because September is right around the corner. Also, we'd love to hear your comments at tancast.com, and we could really use some more comments and ratings at iTunes. That's what we'd like from you. If you'd like to tell us what you'd like from us, go ahead and, you know, leave us a comment at tancast.com or email us, you know, timandynoah@tancast.com. Those are our email addresses individually, but if you'd like to email us as a group, there's fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com. Go ahead, shoot us an email, let us know what you want, and we will see you back here next week at the normal Tancast time for part two of the Tancast plus Van.
Tancast.
I was thinking we should sponsor this break in the show. Like, if someone would like to send us $50 a show, you can sponsor the part where Noah's mic cuts out and we have to stop and resync.
The Noah Fail.
The Noah Fail.
This Noah Fail is sponsored to you by Pennzoil, who remind you, we're fucking the Earth.
I thought you were going to go with, who remind you to lube it up.
Oh, way better. By the way, Van, so what happens is his mic shorts out, so he has to close down Audacity and then open it back up again.
Wow.
And then take the mic out.
Don't mention that, those awful commercials.